You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. In here. All right. So, we have been talking a lot about the Holy Spirit. We talked about receiving the Spirit. This morning, I want to talk to you about the gifts that the Holy Spirit brings once you receive Him. See, one of the Holy Spirit's functions is the generation and the regeneration of life. In the book of Genesis, we see the Holy Spirit moving over the surface of the waters, and then God speaks and the Holy Spirit moves, and there is light and there is life generated by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then much later in the scriptures, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary conceived. And the human life of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, God incarnate, begins on earth. And that's important to us for a number of ways. But one of the things I want you to understand here this morning is that each of us begins our life spiritually by the power of the Holy Spirit. Regeneration comes as we are reborn in Jesus Christ. And part of that regeneration is the imparting of spiritual gifts on each of us by the Holy Spirit. Every child of God is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Once you say yes to Jesus, the Holy Spirit sets up His temple within you. And by the Holy Spirit, you are specially gifted to play a unique and valued role in the body of Christ, the church. No one is without gift or without purpose. Tell somebody next to you, I have purpose. You have purpose in the kingdom of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, your spiritual gifts are not your talents or your skills. Rather, they are the grace of God at work within you, empowering you to match your deep passions with the world's deep need. The gifts are given to individuals, but they are given to build and strengthen community and to meet the needs of those around us. While you have the gifts by the power of the Holy Spirit, they're not for you, they are for others. Now, there are several scripture passages that deal with spiritual gifts. Ephesians chapter 4, in case you're taking notes, Romans chapter 12, and also 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. So in each of those, there are lists of spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit may give to you. And you have to put all the lists together to compile one grand list of spiritual gifts. Our epistle for this morning comes to us from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 11. And in it, Paul writes to the church in Corinth concerning spiritual gifts. Matter of fact, he starts it out by saying, "Now concerning spiritual gifts." That's how I know this is about spiritual gifts. Because Paul says, I want to talk to you, brothers and sisters, about spiritual gifts. I don't want you to be unaware, he says. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to the mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say on their own that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of ministries, and the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, and to another the effecting of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another the distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. So Paul is saying to us here, what I want you to know is the various ways that God's Holy Spirit gets worked into your life. He's saying, I know this can be complex at first reading, and I know that it's often misunderstood, but I want each of you as part of the church to be informed and knowledgeable about the spiritual gifts. This is Paul's desire in this passage of Scripture. He says, remember how you were when you didn't know God. You were led from one thing to another, never knowing what you were doing, what you believed, just doing it because everybody else did it, or not doing it because nobody else did it. It's different in this life, Paul says. God wants us to use our intelligence to seek to understand as well as we can in this human condition. He says, for instance, by using your heads, you know perfectly well that the Spirit of God would never prompt anyone to say something profane that curses Jesus. The Holy Spirit wouldn't put that on your heart, in your brain, certainly not on your tongue. Nor would anyone on their own merit be inclined to say something like, Jesus is Master, Jesus is Lord, without the insight of the Holy Spirit guiding, working on them from within. Paul's telling us that God's various gifts are handed out to us, handed out really everywhere across the globe, but they all originate with the Holy Spirit. And by the same token, he's saying that God's various ministries that we all carry out as the church, wherever we carry them out, also all originate with the Holy Spirit. So our food pantry on Saturday was carried out by members of the church who were given that gift of ministry for that particular ministry by the Holy Spirit. If God placed it on your heart to be such a servant that you want to feed the hungry and the poor, then that gift was imparted to you by the Holy Spirit. Now you might think you got up and just felt like coming and doing some work on Saturday, but it was the Holy Spirit that prompted you. God's various expressions of power are in action everywhere within the kingdom of God, everywhere that the kingdom of God intersects with the world that's going on even right now beyond those glass doors. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is using you as the instrument of God's grace. And everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits, believer and unbeliever alike. I guarantee that every person that drove through the food pantry drive-thru was not a saved Christian. I'm sure there were some. But the grace of the Holy Spirit work in you to them, they all benefited, believer and unbeliever alike, because that's how God works. God cares about all of His creation, and He uses His children, that's believers, to accomplish His purposes in the earth. So everyone gets in on it. When God lavishes His grace, everyone benefits, believer and unbeliever alike. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit to all kinds of people. But the only ones who receive the gifts of the Spirit are the believers, the children of God. And the variety of gifts is amazing. Just to name a few here in this passage, wise counsel. Do you have the gift of wise counsel? Clear understanding. When you read Scripture, do you know what it's saying? Simple trust, not in the world, but in God. Healing the sick, miraculous acts, proclamation of the word and gospel, distinguishing between spirits, what's of God and what's not, speaking in tongues, and the one that goes hand in hand with it, interpretation of tongues. See, you can't have one without the other. You have to have a person that's gifted by the Holy Spirit with being able to speak it. And in that assembly, wherever the tongues are being spoken, there must be, if it's from God, someone who has the gift of interpretation. You'll never have one without the other. Because the gift of tongues is to edify the assembly, the body. All of these gifts have a common origin. And they're handed out one by one to individuals by the one Spirit of God. He decides who gets what and when they get it. So that's all really interesting stuff, Pastor. Thank you for sharing that. But how do I know what my spiritual gifts are? It's a good question. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. So that tells us that the first thing that we need to understand when discerning our spiritual gifts is that our gifts are used to serve others, and we are commanded to use them because we are the stewards of God's grace. Our approach to finding our own spiritual gifts, our calling to serve the kingdom, is not to look inward at our needs so much as it is to look outwards to the needs that are around us. If you want to know what your spiritual gift is, what is your deep longing towards others? That's a good place to start when you're searching for your spiritual gift. See, there is a lengthy list of spiritual gifts, and by searching the Scriptures and putting all the passages of Scripture together that talk about spiritual gifts, you can begin to find the gifts that are given to you personally. Every believer has at least one gift. Some have been given a few gifts. It is not a competition. You are no less valuable in the kingdom of God if you have three gifts versus the person who has one gift. It doesn't work that way. The Holy Spirit knows what circles you move in. And so you may move in a circle that requires that you be the representative of the kingdom for several spiritual gifts to meet the needs of the group that you circulate in. Whereas somebody else may only, the group that they circulate in, may only need one particular gift to be given. So whether you have three or whether you have one makes no difference in the kingdom. The point is they're used to serve others. And our approach to finding our spiritual gifts, our calling to serve the kingdom, is always a look outward, not a look inward. And when you take this lengthy list of spiritual gifts and you put them together, you can begin to discern which of those ignites a spark of interest or passion within you. Now, the Bible does not explicitly teach that you have the same gifts for your entire life. And it certainly doesn't say that the spiritual gifts might come into your experience for a time. It doesn't say that they stay there permanently. I have the gift of hospitality. I will always have the gift of hospitality. Well, maybe you will and maybe you won't, depending on the need. It's certainly possible that the Lord gives you the gifts that you need for certain seasons of your life, for certain circles that you move around within. The thing about discerning what gifts the Holy Spirit has imparted to you is that you don't have to know which ones they are before you can start using them. Well, what do you mean by that, Pastor? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. The thing about spiritual gifts is every one of the spiritual gifts is something that all believers can and should participate in to some degree. There's no spiritual gift in all the lists that you're not allowed to participate in. No. You should, as a believer, be open to practicing the spiritual gifts as listed. Jump in with both feet. Try them on for size. And in the using, in the participation of the spiritual gifts, you will begin to see fairly quickly, I might add, how God has gifted you and which ones are yours in particular. The thing about spiritual gifts is use them or lose them. You have to use them. You have to engage. And so make yourself a list out of those scriptures I mentioned. If you need a list that's already been compiled, come see me. Not today, because I won't have time to stand and talk to you because I got to go do this in Shepherd. But at some point, send me a text, send me an email. I will send you a list. And you can begin to discern which ones belong to you. Another thing is you can find other brothers and sisters in Christ who know you pretty well and ask them what spiritual gifts they see in you. Very often, they'll be able to tell you, I see you exercising this particular spiritual gift most of the time. Now, when you ask people, they won't always be right. But the Lord often uses people around us to show us what gifts that He has given to us. Now, you need to take note here and take this with a large dose of love. It's easier for others to see how you're gifted if you're actually serving. If all you ever do is show up for church and leave without ever engaging in the life of the church, without ever serving in any capacity, then the other people have no context to help you out. If you say, what spiritual gifts do you see in me? Their immediate response, whether they say it out loud or not, is, I've never seen you engage in any gifts of service. So I don't know. I can't help you there. Don't take that as a harsh criticism. Just understand that in order to use the spiritual gifts, to participate in them, you have to actually serve. Whatever that looks like for you and whatever capacity that looks like for you is different for everyone. The point is, are you trying to engage in service to your community as the church? And then, probably the most obvious and primary tool for discernment for what spiritual gifts belong to you in this time is prayer. Really, this should go without saying, but unless you have the spiritual gift of prayer, it's likely you're neglecting this very basic and fundamental step. Have you asked the one who gives the gifts to show you what your gifts are? The last time you even thought about how you might serve the kingdom of God, did you ask, God, show me what my gifts are in service to your kingdom? Maybe not. If it didn't occur to you, maybe you haven't asked, and so you haven't received. You have not because you ask not. The Bible's clear in 1 John 5:14. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Therefore, if God has told us to use our gifts, and he has, he certainly will hear our prayers to help us discover what those gifts might be. See, this is a subject that doesn't seem to get talked about much in the church for some reason. But this is one of the most important and practical truths that we have as the church. God has specifically gifted you to have a place in and to serve the body of Christ so that the church can continue to make disciples of all nations. And that's a really big deal. And it's also an immense privilege that God has trusted you to be the instrument of the distribution of his grace. Can't ever forget that God doesn't need you, but he wants you. That's an important spiritual principle. In fact, turn to somebody and say, God doesn't need me, but he wants me. Isn't that a wonderful thing? He doesn't need any of us. He is completely self-sufficient. And yet, he has a heart, the source of love for you. And he wants you to participate in his kingdom as a full heir to all that he has. So we've got this new year and this clean page, and we're beginning to write on it. It's very exciting. I find it exciting. I hope you do too. If you're coming to Bible study, you know that we are all individually seeking a scripture passage, each of us, to be a theme for our new year. And we're writing that down on our clean page. It's a great use for all those journals that are sitting in the prayer room on the shelf. You can help yourself to one. They're free. We're seeking to know and to use our spiritual gifts, and we're writing those down on our clean page, the clean page of this new year. It's an exciting time to be a Christ follower. And as we fill up our pages with expressions of the movement of the Holy Spirit moving in our lives, we grow one step at a time closer to living into that spiritual scriptural holiness that God has for each of us. See, this is the year of God's favor upon you as His people. Seek His face. Live your calling. There's no greater grace than that given you by Jesus Christ, your Savior, your Lord. And He and the Father God have given you the Holy Spirit as your counselor, your comforter, your guide through the Scriptures, and the one that gives you purpose and meaning in His kingdom. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.